Two sets of footsteps thumped across the floor above. He needed something to defend himself with, so he retrieved a heavy iron candelabrum. With it in hand, he tiptoed across the floor and took up a position behind a pillar. Someone started down the steps. At the base of the stairs appeared a man. He carried a gun, a sound suppressor at the end of the barrel. Malone tightened his grip on the candelabrum. The man was moving toward him. He silently counted to five, then swung, catching the man square in the chest. He tossed the iron aside and swung his fist into the man's jaw. The pistol rattled across the floor. His attacker went down. He grabbed the gun as another set of footsteps bounded down. Two shots came in his direction. He dove for the nearest pillar and fired. A muffled retort sent a shot through the darkness, ricocheting off the far wall. The second attacker stopped his advance, taking up a position behind a tomb. Now he was trapped. Between him and the only way out was an armed man. The first pursuer was starting to come to his feet, groaning from the blows. He stared through the dimly lit chamber and readied himself. The man rising from the floor suddenly collapsed back down. A few seconds passed. Silence. One set of footsteps echoed from above. The church door opened and closed. He did not move. His gaze raked the darkness. No movement anywhere. He crept forward. The first assailant lay sprawled on the floor. The other man was likewise prone and still. He spotted something at the back of his neck. He bent close and plucked out a small dart, the tip a half-inch needle. The men were the same two from outside the auction earlier. But who disabled them? He bent back down and retrieved both guns, then searched the bodies. No identification. One man wore a radio beneath his jacket.
"Anyone there?" he said into the mic.
"And who is this?"
"You the same man that was in the cathedral? The one who just killed Peter Hansen? Your men are down."
"You're doing?"
"Wish I could take credit. Who are you?"
"That's not relevant to our discussion."
"How was Peter Hansen a problem for you?"
"I detest those who deceive me."
"Obviously. But somebody just caught you by surprise. I don't know who, but I like them."
"I trust you will take advantage of your good fortune and go back to selling books."
The other radio clicked off.